Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled The Mind of Christ. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to advise him? But we have the mind of Christ. I have just read from the New English Translation. Evan's best friend was his dog. Though the loyalty and companionship were undeniable, Evan still felt lonely and depressed because he lacked genuine human friends. As wonderful as dogs are, they don't have the mind of man. They cannot provide the deep counsel or connection that only another human can offer. God created man in his image and likeness, enabling us to think, reason, and relate to him on a deeper level. This unique design gives us the potential to have the mind of Christ and be friends of God. But this privilege doesn't come automatically. It begins with regeneration, a spiritual rebirth through faith in Christ. Without being born again, we remain disconnected from God and incapable of having his mind. John 3:3-5. The mind of Christ is not simply about thinking godly thoughts or striving to obey. It is about a transformation that starts with faith in Christ's redemptive work on the cross. Through faith, we are made new creatures, capable of understanding spiritual truths and yielding to God's authority. Without this regeneration, the mind of Christ remains out of reach. As you go into today, reflect on the incredible privilege of being a friend of God. Remember, this is only possible through regeneration, a new birth in Christ that gives us the mind of Christ. Once we receive this transformation, we can grow in humility, obedience, and unwavering trust in our Heavenly Father. Reflection. Have you been born again through faith in Christ? If not, ask God today for the gift of regeneration and step into the life-changing relationship He desires to have with you. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 122 to 124. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalms 122 to 124.
Psalm 122, a song of ascents of David.
I rejoiced with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. There stand the thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my friends and of all the people, I will say peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity.
Psalm 123, a song of ascents.
I lift up my eyes to you who sit enthroned in heaven. As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a female slave look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till he shows us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us, for we have endured no end of contempt. We have endured no end of ridicule from the arrogant, of contempt from the proud.
Psalm 124, a song of ascents of David.
If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
You have just listened to StreamGlobe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.